This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Senate Committee on Women and Children is taking a hard look at how the state handles sexual harassment. Senator Regina Barrow says when it comes to training, there's no set standard.
What types of training is being provided, when the training is being provided, who is actually taking the training.
The type of sexual harassment training state employees receive is up to the agency they work for. And there's no statewide sexual harassment policy in Louisiana either. That's left to each agency as well. Senator Barrow says that's something she wants to address in the upcoming March legislative session.
I think that may be our first approach in terms of ensuring that there is some way to kind of captivate who is actually taking the test and which test they are taking.
In 2012, the legislature passed a concurrent resolution directing agencies to train their employees on sexual harassment. Even though both the House and Senate passed the measure, a concurrent resolution doesn't hold the force of law. It's more like a strong suggestion.
I would like to have all of those agencies actually present so they can tell me how their process works and how they're ensuring that all of their employees are taking and participating in this training.
And she says there's a lot of employees to consider, over 60,000, and more than half are women. Meanwhile, two other internal reviews of the state's sexual harassment policies are underway. This follows a wave of sexual harassment allegations across the country, including Louisiana. According to the Division of Administration, the state has paid nearly $4 million to settle sexual harassment claims since 2004. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.